Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. What's the sound here? It's Christmas time. What are we talking about this morning?
Well, I thought we could talk a bit about Santa Claus, because we all know him, you know, from the malls and things like that. And we know that he wears red. And for a long time, I've wondered how Santa, like, decided to wear red, you know. So I thought I'd look at a little bit about his history. And because, you know, he was so elusive for a long time, a lot of people didn't really know
what he looked like.
What he looked like and where he came from. And then he obviously, like, divulged to a few people, you know, this is who I am, and, you know, wanted people to know a little bit more about him.
Yep.
But originally he was thought to, before it was kind of like really cemented, they thought that he was actually a Greek saint from the 4th century called Saint Nicholas. And that got changed down to Sinterklaas. Yeah, which was kind of an abbreviation of Saint Nicholas in Dutch. And he used to, even then, he was like a really good guy. He was going around and he was like putting coins in shoes and in stockings for all the poor kids.
Oh.
So he was primarily looking after the people that didn't have as much as he did. And he also helped, quite famously, helped by bestowing a dowry on three poor women who would have ended up with not so great jobs. So he thought, oh, well, you know, if I bestow a dowry on them, then they're going to be better off.
And
so
Santa's got people's backs.
Yeah, so he's always kind of had their backs. But he hasn't always wore red. And I always thought,
how did we know about him wearing red?
Yeah, and it turns out that Santa Claus, the from Holland, right, where they think he originally came from, he did wear red because it was like the bishops and the mitres and all that. They, you
sort
know,
of important people.
Yeah, they wore red. The red and all that kind of thing. And they also think that he may be related to Father Christmas, who came from England, who was a bearded old English god, Woden. They don't kind of talk about what he used to wear. But in the 19th century, when he went to America, he kind of let this illustrator, Thomas Nass, know what he looked like. And he started drawing pictures of him in Harper's Bazaar.
It's like taking a nice photo for your fans or something. Yep. Santa let this man draw him, and then people kind of knew what he was wearing.
Yeah. And so originally Santa was quite slim because he had to go down lots of chimneys and things like that. But he didn't necessarily always wear red. Like he sometimes was drawn in yellow, green and blue.
Do you think he packed on a few pounds because of all the milk and cookies?
Yeah, so he did pack on the pounds a little bit, and then he started being drawn with a little bit more weight on by about 1881. And, you know, it is like cold at Christmas time in the Northern Hemisphere. So he started wearing like big boots and a white fur trim suit.
Keep himself warm while he's zooming around.
Yeah, so, so he kind of like was still running around rooftops with the reindeers and things like that, as he does today. And then he started being put on, you know, Norman Rockwell, the American illustrator? He started kind of depicting him quite a bit from 1913. And he was on the cover of Boy's Life, which was like a scouting magazine.
But I was going to say, Norman Rockwell's drawings ended up everywhere.
Yeah.
So he would have really been popularized around his image, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I think Norman and Santa were pretty good mates, you know, because he drew him quite a bit. And he actually got access to seeing him at the North Pole. And there were pictures of him in his apron, like making the toys and all that kind of thing, which is pretty cool.
Lucky Norman
Rockwell.
I guess
he's really got to keep warm, because if he got sick,
I know.
Can't take a sick day on Christmas Day. You've got to get around the whole world.
So you definitely have
And he's had a few helpers in his time, but, you know, like, they must get tired too. I always feel sorry for the reindeer.
Yeah. They probably get really good treats afterwards, I'd reckon, and a big holiday too.
Yeah.
You know? Totally. It's just the one day. They've just got to get through that one day.
Yeah.
And they can all have a break, which is nice.
Oh, there's a bit of lead up work.
Yeah. Packing the toys, doing all that.
Yeah. And then, I guess in the 1930s, the first illustrator, whose name I've forgotten, he, who worked for Coca-Cola, he kind of like became mates with him. And it was quite handy because Coca-Cola was red and Santa was now just wearing a red suit.
Oh, great.
You know? So they you know, got Santa kind of in a few poses drinking Coca-Cola to advertise that drink.
Nice.
Which is quite interesting. So that's why when I was growing up, I always thought that Santa, like, originally worked for Coca-Cola.
Oh, he's a brand influencer.
No, he was like the first influencer in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just was mates with the people there. That's really interesting. I didn't realise that he hadn't always worn red.
Yeah. And like, I've got a picture here of Santa in a yellow suit.
He'd like to change it up a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe he changes it up when he comes to the Southern Hemisphere, puts on something a bit more summery, takes off a bit of the fur.
I've seen him wearing like board shorts and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's jandals on the beach.
Yeah, when he visits us, he's like wearing a little bit of cooler stuff.
Also, it will like, you know, it will warm up in the middle of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe he gets changed.
I wonder where Santa goes on holiday, you know? I wonder if anyone's ever seen Santa on holiday,
yeah.
I reckon. If you've seen Santa on holiday, you can text us on 5395. Where was he? What was he doing? I would love to know. Thank you for letting us know about that, Penny. Have you got any exciting plans for Christmas time?
No.
Staycation. Honestly, it's a good way to have it.
Yeah, I've got 2 weeks off. So I'll be back on fashion on the 6th of January.
Excellent.
First day back.
Yeah, but I'll be having a staycation, which is my favourite kind of vacation.
It's a very good way to do it. Well, thank you very much for all your hard work this year. We'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.